We're going to have a lot of guests today.
Yeah, we're all set up.
And we're starting with Audrey Berman, who is one of the founders of Long Table Harvest. And let's start with you telling our listening audience just what Long Table Harvest does.
Sure. Hello, everyone. Excited to be here. So our main program that we run from June to November is a gleaning program. So we work with about 40 farms in Columbia and also Dutchess County as of this year. And we distribute their surplus produce to food pantries and after-school programs.
Do you actually go into the fields and pick up the produce?
That is a small part of what we do, mm-hmm. and that's usually from August to October. We have volunteers come out, help us harvest. But the bulk of what we do is we basically raid the coolers of the farmers at the end of the week.
Oh, I see. The surplus stuff that they would not be able to use themselves.
Yeah. Well, what comes back from market or CSA, there's just inherently surplus. And so they set it aside for us. We pick it up on Monday and Tuesday every week and then immediately distribute it out to maintain freshness.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
I heard you say earlier that they would. This was a good year for fruit.
It is a great year for fruit.
Oh, tell us more.
Well, as you may know, last year for apples was pretty dismal because of a frost that we had pretty late in the year. But I heard one fruit farmer tell me that this is the first year in 5 years where all the fruit crops seem to be doing really well, and there's no loss.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
We're really excited mm-hmm. about that.
Mm-hmm. I heard there were no apricots. I think that they went down somehow.
Okay.
But everything else seems to be out there.
Yeah.
Well, Audrey, are you finding apricots?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're in peach season at the moment.
Yes, it's starting up.
Yep.
Love it.
And lots of berries. Blueberries,
yeah.
Strawberries.
Yeah, blueberries and strawberries. We got some of those, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. And tell us about your latest venture.
Sure, yeah. We are experimenting with a pop-up market. It started on July 26th, and we do it every Wednesday for 10 weeks outside of Greater Hudson Promise neighborhood, and that's on South 2nd, just south of Warren. And we offer a variety of what we call specialty crops, but it's basically a range of produce that we don't get a lot of during our gleans. Mm-hmm. So we buy them in from our farmers, and we sell that at a sliding scale rate outside of Promise.
Go ahead, Deb.
What kinds of things?
Yeah, it's pretty big mix. Mm-hmm. We're trying to keep it as diverse as possible, and it changes week to week. But let's see. Yesterday we had collard greens. We had Asian eggplant. We had these really cool Indian cucumbers that are kind of like this rusty yellow on the outside.
My goodness.
Let's see.
And people grow those things locally.
They do. Uh-huh. There were a few crops that we asked farmers to grow out for us.
Really? Like what?
Culantro, which actually didn't take, unfortunately. Uh-huh. It's a type of herb, not really too similar to cilantro, but used in Mexican cuisine. Epazote and poplo, which some of our farmers grow, we just don't get a lot of surplus, so we're buying that in. There's ginger and turmeric and lemongrass.
I saw that in the farmers market last year for the first time. Are you supplying anything that anyone's really asked you for?
Yeah.
I mean, do they find something lacking that you can then go and try to find
right.
and supply?
Yeah, that's exactly how the program came to fruition. Was last year we were doing our deliveries to various sites around the county, and people were asking us for specific crops, and we realized we weren't getting those, and we wanted to offer that. So that's how this program came into being. And then we also worked with some of our advisory board members who are from the Southeast Asian and Latino communities and the Caribbean communities in Hudson. And so we worked with them to ensure that we were, you know, being representative of what people's needs are.
So what kind of sites Wonderful. Do you deliver things to?
Yeah.
Soup kitchens, that sort of thing?
Or yeah, a lot of food pantries. Yeah, there aren't actually any soup kitchens in Columbia County. I think there's one in Dutchess County. The Salvation Army does do some prepared food, but most of them distribute our produce out fresh. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then we work with a lot of after-school programs.
Hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought about that.
Yeah, we try to be pretty diverse about where our produce goes to. And, mm-hmm. you know, young people want vegetables, too. As we saw yesterday, actually, at our market, they were really excited about by the ground cherries that we were offering.
What are ground cherries?
I don't know what that is.
They're like, do you know tomatillos?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're like smaller tomatillos, sweeter fruit, but also, you know, in the same family. And they're really delicious, bite-sized snack.
Sounds delicious, yeah.
So the kids at Promise were going wild for them.
Excellent.
Great. Well, what's in the future? Are anything else you're sort of trying to lead up to?
Just
got enough on your plate.
Yeah, just getting our sites currently, getting their needs met and making sure that, because we doubled this year in size,
That's wonderful.
We want to make sure that we're doing it well and doing it right, so streamlining operations at this point.
Good. I just want to make clear we're talking to Audrey Berman of Long Table Harvest, an organization that gleans and gathers surplus produce from Columbia County farms and Dutchess County farms.
Yes, as of this year.
And distributes it to those who need it. So that's what we're talking about here, folks. Sounds great. You know, I have a lot of apples this year. You can be sure that the fruit is doing well this year because I have this little apple tree in my yard. Believe me, it hasn't had, you know, insecticides on it in 50 years. And I'm getting a lot of apples this year. I took some and put them in the fridge before the deer got them.
Wow. I was going to say, don't animals come by and have a snack?
They do. They have a snack and they leave the half-eaten apple on the ground, and then they poop near it. So it's a drag, but I do try to. A couple of years ago, I had a good apple year, and I actually made applesauce from my own apples.
Do you know what kind of apples they are?
No, I don't think I do.
They're not like Macintosh.
I think they're fairly ordinary. At one point, I thought they were crab apples, but they aren't.
So how does your organization have vehicles like trucks and
how many trucks? Right now we have one cargo van that has actually been acting up on us, so we're exploring upgrading to a box truck. Yeah, it will make our life much easier. We've been renting a U-Haul on occasion when our van breaks down, and
it's been
unfortunate, but at the same time, really nice to have a 10-foot box truck.
Yeah, a nice truck.
To make our lives much easier.
Yeah.
You can stand up inside, which you can't really do inside of the cargo van. But we might launch a very small fundraising campaign to get ourselves a new vehicle, because it's really the core of what we do. And if that van doesn't work, then we're letting down a lot of people who rely on it. So.
So what is the market called that you have on Second Street? Does it have a name?
We couldn't figure out a name. So it's just a pop-up market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pop-up veg and fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at Second and Warren.
Yeah, outside of Promise Neighborhood.
Yeah, I know where that is. Yeah.
And when are you there?
We're there from 4 to 5:30. On Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, 4 to 5. 30.
And it's open to the public?
It is. Mm-hmm. Anyone can come. It's sliding scale pricing. We accept SNAP and EBT. So really anyone can try out this produce, whether they're familiar with it or not. We're happy to talk about recipes and ways to use it.
Yeah, that's helpful too. Definitely. That's nice. So there's an uptown market and a downtown market.
Yeah.
Because the uptown market is from like 4 to 7, I think.
It is.
In the park.
Yeah. We actually talked to one of the co-organizers of that market for next year to maybe be incorporated into that.
That would be nice.
Sense, but
except that your location works for downtown.
Right. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The farmers market has always talked about trying to be downtown someplace. Yeah. And I believe they experimented with it, but they didn't somehow let people know that they were there. Mm. So I think it wasn't.
Oh.
At least that's my understanding. And so it was not successful in their eyes. Right. So they. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. It takes a long time to get the word out and for it people does. To get familiar yes. with something being at a certain place mm-hmm. at a certain time.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're a little slow to start with our pop-up, but we're hoping that if we're there enough that
sure.
more folks will show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for a while, we tried running a bus from Bliss Towers, I think, up to the Farmers Market at 6th Street on Saturdays. And that was somewhat successful, but there's nothing like having the market right in your own neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's other projects I'm working on. I can't quite get into too much detail, but...
Oh, that's good.
Mobile market, that's all I'm going to say.
Ah.
Global?
Mobile.
Oh, mobile. Yeah. I thought, tomorrow the world.
Yeah. It's not a long table harvest project per se, but... It's a food access project for the county that I've been involved in for the last year. And actually, if I may plug a project that's starting August 17th, I'd love to.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. It's a seafood buying club.
Really?
That a group of Hudson residents have started. It's pre-order. There's 6 different species of fish that we're offering at a tiered pricing system. So you income qualify into a specific price level and you pay that price for the seafood. You submit your orders into Bruno's. That's where you can also get the brochures.
Okay.
Learn about the project.
About that, yeah.
And we do a pop-up market outside of Bruno's on the first and third Thursdays of the month.
First and third Thursdays. How interesting. And that's going to be the fish pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So folks pre-order. They have to turn it in by the Saturday before the market. And then they come and pick up their fish. And we also accept SNAP and EBT for that as well.
Is that you're working with the fish man that's up on Route 9?
We're not. Although we love Rick dearly. He's a good friend of mine. Yeah. But we're actually working with Ginsberg's.
Oh, that's interesting. Because I had heard that there was some kind of pickup going on at Bruno's for fish.
We did it once in, I think, June. It was kind of a trial to see how it would go. And then we stepped back to take some time to reorganize and get our bearings together, do a little bit more research. And now we're about to launch with Ginsberg's as our distributor this time.
Well, when you say we, how many of you are there?
Yeah, there's a there's a core group of 7 Hudson residents who work on various food access projects. And we're just starting to go public with that. With
and
this seafood
they
buying
are part of Long Table Harvest?
They're not. It's
a different
grant-funded project. Yeah, Long Table Harvest, you know, I'm involved as one of the facilitators of this group, and then Hawthorne Valley. We collaboratively received a grant.
Nice.
So we've been working.
Do you live in Hudson yourself?
I live in Germantown. Yeah.
I was wondering if you were talking about bringing after-school food or something, and I try to cover Germantown for the Columbia paper. And so I was wondering if you had done anything in Germantown. And how long have you lived there? How long have you been around here?
I've been in the Hudson Valley for almost 5 years. But I moved into Germantown last October. And then I was working on farms, so I was basically living on the farms that I was working on.
Yeah.
So one was in Hudson at Letterbox Farm, and then before that I worked at Sisters Hill Farm in Dutchess County. Yeah.
Well, it says here that the pop-up market is going to have squash blossoms.
Yes.
I'm trying to think if I've ever eaten squash blossoms. They deep fry them, right?
That's a way to do it. Yeah, you stuff them with cheese and fry them. Or the way that I love them is in a quesadilla or in a taco, which is, if you go to Mexico, a very common way to eat them.
And other things that I can't pronounce. Epazote.
Epazote, yes. That's
close, but no cigar.
A Mexican herb that's used actually for cooking black beans.
Lemongrass, ginger, turmeric. jalapenos. Wow. And morels.
Morels? Oh, no.
Oh, wait more. A minute. I mistook the exclamation point for
an L. Oh,
for an L.
Yeah.
How funny.
More.
I wish we had morels.
And more.
Yeah.
Well, you could send somebody out some mushroom sniffing dog.
Yeah.
Find the mushrooms. There are morels around, I'm told.
Yeah. But I think the season is
be cautious.
Past. We're in chanterelle season right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I used to pick chanterelles in Colorado. Mm. Uh-huh. It was a lot of fun because of the color. It was like finding gold. You'd be walking, you know, in the
they're glowing,
forest,
right?
Yeah. And there they are. Well, Audrey, this is really exciting.
Yeah.
So congratulations
Thank
for
you.
All you've achieved. It's quite wonderful.
Yes.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, not without the help of so many people.
Well, it's
really,
such a good cause, and glad to see it happening.
Thanks, Ellen.
You're welcome.
So glad to have you.
Let us know when there are new developments, and we'd love to have you come back.
Yeah, I would love to talk more in depth about this other work that I've been involved in and bring some of the our Hudson Core group residents to be on the show as well.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know. And we'll find a spot for you.
Okay, perfect.
Great.
Okay.